I mean, it, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? And we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yeah. What's good, everybody? Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show in the building. As always, it's your boy Jarrell Gilbert alongside me, but not alongside me, down in LA, quarantining, being responsible, Derek Isumaki.
What's good, my fellow quarantinees? living large in the house right now. Hope we all are. I am. What's good, party people?
We also got John Lucan, a.k.a. Sunny Slim.
Did you forget who I was?
Well, I didn't know who I was going to go to. Usually I just look around the room, but we're not all in a room. So I was like, okay, I'm trying to remember what order I usually go in.
For sure. What'd he do?
DJ J Pounds, a.k.a. Jordan Booth in the building. And of course, producer extraordinaire, Statman Brad.
Yeah.
All right. So, this is Talking Bout Practice right here, FM 90.1 KZFR. Talking Bout Practice without practice because there are no games currently happening. So, we're going to make up some games here in a minute and pretend everything's normal. I hope you all are staying home, staying safe, staying healthy. We are all... Go ahead.
No mass gathering.
Yeah,
no mass gathering.
We're pre-recording this on a Sunday around 6:30 in the evening because we are playing our part and we're basically true American heroes and we're all staying home and staying quarantined. So we are not hanging out. We are miles apart right now, but we're bringing you a show anyway. So you're welcome. So like I said, we're going to get into... Go ahead.
I say physically we're miles apart, but emotionally we're right there with each other.
Amen, brother.
There, like last week, I'm going to say it again. There are a lot of challenges that come from doing a radio show when we are all separate. We are not allowed... It's more difficult to communicate and those things. But again, we're bringing you a show anyway. You're welcome. Like I said, we're going to get talking about practice without practice. We're going to go over some things that would have happened today and over the past weekend. We're going to get into some NFL news. We're going to bring you North State update, give you some late breaking news from Derek. Do we have a foot and mouth? We don't have a foot and mouth, right?
There's nothing to do there.
Yeah.
It's all shut down. Foot and mouth completed. There's no soccer going on, y'all.
All right. That is foot and mouth, y'all. Yeah. But let's start with I Got Five, shall we?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So for those of you unfamiliar, I Got Five is a game that we started on the podcast some time ago, and it's basically a fun way of doing a list of five, right? So today, I Got Five is five things we are streaming right now since we are all quarantined, and like I said, we are all playing our part. A lot of us have way more downtime than we've had in forever. So I want to know what you guys are streaming. Brad, I'll start with you.
All right. So the one that I'm watching right now currently is called Weeds. It was on Showtime.
Yep.
It's about a house mom that lost her husband, and she's now selling weed. So that's a pretty good one. I like it. Do you want me to give you a list of five or just my top one?
We'll take one for now. We could circle back.
Okay. Weeds. That's what I'm watching right now.
Derek?
I gotta go. Me and my dad, we just started watching Band of Brothers once again.
Nice.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
Great series
right there. And I forgot how much I love that series. It's been probably like 5 years since I've seen it. So back on the Band of Brothers train.
There you go. That's a good one. John, what about yourself, sir?
We're just doing one right now?
We're just going to do one.
We're doing all five of them. Did you hear all five of mine? I said all five of mine just now. Did you hear
Sorry. Pay attention.
The new season of Westworld is out.
Okay. Oh, very nice.
I just watched the last episode of season two last night, so I'm going to dive deep into, I think there's only two episodes, but dive deep into the new Westworld.
That's the only deep dive we're going to be doing.
Pools are closed.
Jordan, what about you, bro?
Dave.
Yes.
How was that show?
Yeah. And pretty much just about him being the, you know, the contradictions between him being Little Dicky and himself, Dave, who is Dave. So, yeah, it's a pretty good show. It's funny to me. So, yeah, that's fun.
All right. I'm going to have to check that out. I started rewatching True Detective Season 1. I think it's my fourth time seeing it, but it's such a great show. So Steph has never seen it before, so I had to introduce her to it one time, you know. Should we keep this going? Should we do all, should we each come up with five? All right, circling back to Brad, what else are you watching?
All right, Big Mouth. I've heard about it for so long, and I just started getting into it.
Brad, you list your whole five.
What?
List your whole five.
Yeah, just give us your other four. Right, yeah, give us your other four, yeah.
All right. Big Mouth right now. Paradise PD was one. Oh gosh, shoot, that's all. I've got three right now that I've been watching.
It's called I Got Five, not I Got Three.
Figure it out.
You know, I got three. Circle back around. I'll be able to finish it.
Okay, great.
No, that's all you get, Brad. You only get
you
three.
Only get three. Derek, hey, Derek, you got five.
The rest of my four. Getting ready for F is for Family, season four that's coming out. Rewatching all of those right now. F is for Family, hilarious show. Bill Burr is killing it right now. Also, Narcos. Forgot how much that said it was so good right now. Getting all the Mexico Narcos right now. Haven't seen that one yet, so I'm getting on started on that one. Love it. Also, Peaky Blinders. Great show as well.
I got to watch Peaky Blinders with subtitles.
It's a little weird. It is honestly just kind of. To say that we're speaking the same language, quote unquote English, that's complete false. What they're speaking is not English. Yeah. That's like, I don't even know. It's Birminghamese or whatever.
It's not the Queen's English, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think we're speaking the Queen's English, but you know, down with the Queen.
You got one more?
Yes, I do. Mad Men. Mad Men, probably one of my favorite shows of all time. And easy one to watch, especially when you have a lot of time on your hands, because they drag on for a while. That's probably not the best way to describe a show, because it drags on. But it drags on for a long time, so you need a lot of time on your hands to watch it. Mad Men.
It is a good time killer, no doubt. John.
All right, so not all shows. Some are some documentaries I've been watching, but a movie I just watched, I've been hearing a lot about it. It's older on Netflix, Highwaymen.
Oh,
I don't know if you guys have ever seen it. It's about two Texas Rangers. One is who is it? Kingpin. Give me the Woody Harrelson. Thank you.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
But it's two Texas Rangers chasing down Bonnie and Clyde, and it's way better than you would think. Actually.
Isn't it? Who's the other guy in it?
What?
Who is it? Kevin Costner too.
Yeah, Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson.
I've seen it. Yeah, that's a good movie. Yeah. All right, what else?
The documentary Don't F with Cats.
Yeah.
Oh.
If you guys have not seen it, I highly recommend it. It is...
That good?
It is crazy. It is out of control. It's amazing what the group of crazy people that love cats can do. Then obviously my favorite and my go-to, this is my, you know, my banger here, is Survivor.
Oh, like it.
Unfortunately it's only once a week, so I gotta, you know what I mean, I gotta supplement throughout the week, but every Wednesday, man, you know where I'm locked in. Every single Wednesday. It's a good season. Is that five?
That was five. You're good. Yeah. Jordan? Yeah.
All right, so my last four, I picked up back up on some old animes. I finally went back and watched Yu Yu Hakusho.
Dope.
That That's something that I'm in right now. All American.
Ooh, good show.
Yeah, that's a pilot show that I'm watching.
I haven't seen it. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. And there's like three episodes on it. There's like multiple platforms you can watch it on. Like,
okay, tight.
Yeah. Below Deck.
Nice. Yeah.
Love it. Yeah, yeah. Whenever I'm in a pinch, I always can go to like some Below Deck. Yeah. And then my last one, Fear Factor reruns, Fear Factor throwbacks.
Oh, okay. Fear Factor. Love that show, man. Yeah. Joe Rogan at his deathbed.
And you know what? A little underrated, but the even when Ludacris did it for a season, not bad, not bad.
Wait, Ludacris did Fear Factor.
There's a season of Fear Factor from like a year.
They're doing it,
and Ludacris did a season.
Wow. Okay. Luda.
That is some good trivia right there. Like, who was the other host of Fear Factor?
Can I finish my last two?
Fine.
Fine. All right. Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime.
Solid.
Another good one. And then also going to go to Disney Plus. Frozen 2 came out a few Sundays ago. Watch that for the first time. Not bad.
Did you watch it again? Because you told us this last week.
John, you're muted for some reason.
Yeah. Let it snow.
I didn't realize I said it last week, but you know what? Okay. I'll say it again. Frozen 2.
Hey, love you some Frozen. I gotcha.
I love Frozen.
Yeah, you know what I watched?
Oh my gosh, her voice is beautiful.
You know what I watched on Disney Plus that was fire? Wreck-It Ralph.
Mandalorian? Oh, that? Oh, okay, yeah.
He's fire. Wreck-It Ralph, that's one of the good new Disney movies.
Never seen it.
Going back to Frozen, I will say, Elsa, I believe, she's cute for a cartoon character. You know? I'll be yo, what up, girl? How you doing? Elsa.
Cartoon character.
I mean, there are plenty of hot cartoon characters out there. I mean, I don't need to go to
all right, well, let's do your I Got Five Hottest Cartoon Characters.
Okay.
I'll save that for next week.
All right. Bad.
No, I got the ultimate slayer right now. Kim Possible, okay? I don't know about you.
Shego was fire too, though.
Shego,
fire too. Lightweight.
What about old school? Jessica Rabbit was a babe.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I will say too, I don't condone bestiality, but Nala from The Lion King has a lioness. Okay, Nala.
Hey, when I was a kid, I won't lie, I was kind of into Babs Bunny.
Okay, I've seen that.
All right, I feel weird now.
Hey, you know, don't limit my sexuality, okay?
I've tried to share my vulnerability with you guys and got left out to dry, man.
Man, quarantine day 14 is getting real weird, folks.
Hey, man, regular porn ain't doing it anymore, okay?
Oh, God. Well, all right.
We love our audience. They're amazing.
I think maybe we should move on from I Got Five.
I can still go down hot cartoon characters, but you know, we'll dive in. Good job.
Well, can you? Well, let's do this because Betty Rubble was kind of a babe.
Wait, what?
Betty Rubble was kind of a babe.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, that's a good one right there. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I remember the Flintstones. Yeah. The neighbor came calling. But you know, I wasn't found Mrs. Flintstone. I'm always a redhead fan. So,
yeah,
you know,
that's true.
I got good for the redheads. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that is your weird thing. You got anyone else for us?
No matter, but redheads, please and thank you.
You got anything else for us on your cartoon crushes?
I'm going to save it right now. I need to have more content for later. You know?
Okay, fair enough.
I'm going to tantalize the audience with my own sexual fantasies right now, okay?
Okay, let's move on. So, again, this is Talking About Practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. And we are talking without practice because nobody's practicing because no one's playing anything. But to bring you some sense of normalcy, we're going to pretend that games are still happening. So this past week was opening day, would have been opening day. The Giants would have opened up in L.A. against Derek's Dodgers. Fellas, tell me what would have happened.
you know, it was a great opening day experience for everyone right now. Kershaw came to the mound and dominated as he usually does against the Giants in their regular season. That's his time to shine. Not the postseason. Granted, we've never played you all in the postseason, but still, Kershaw does what he does best. Came out there, eight solid innings, gave up one run. Kenley Jansen came in there, closed it out, beat the guys 4-1. Dodgers, Giants, that was opening day victory number numero uno.
Yeah, the big story, I think, out of it all was Tyler Beattie coming in game three and closing it out on a Saturday, having seven strong innings. It was beautiful shutout work for him, and seeing that young guy come in and actually produce, I was excited to see it. I'm really excited to see what the rest of the season has for the Giants there. But the Dodgers...
Game two showed us Walker Buehler and what he does best, and that means throws fastballs down the middle. 98-99, scorched in those heaters right now. You can't touch him, Walker Buehler.
Speaking about that game two, it just proved that Johnny Cueto is done. He cannot pitch anymore. He is any surgery that he has is not going to make him better. It's just a sad thing that we have that contract still.
I was surprised to see him hobble out onto the mound on game two. But you know what? Giants, thank you for putting him out there. Lambs the Slotta, we appreciate you.
Yeah, I was expecting Samardzija, to be honest. But when Cueto walked out, I was like, this makes no sense. Why would you put him out against the Dodgers? Throw him up against the Diamondbacks tomorrow or on Monday. That would be the smart choice there. But the Giants, new head coach, he's not off to a good start.
Guys, let's go with that. Jordan's face right now is amazing.
I'm talking about, like, if you guys are making all this up.
Yes.
This actually happened. This happened this past weekend.
You got to think of it Back to the Future Part 2. It's the alternate universe we're in right now, okay? This is 2020 Part 3, okay?
We made sure the coronavirus did not happen in this game.
Yeah, it didn't happen. We back in time.
We brought the virus cure back in time, took care of it.
I want to do one.
You know what the craziest thing about this segment is we have talked more baseball virtually than we have for our entire show.
Yes.
We're always countercultural, you know. Like if baseball is happening, we're not talking about it. If baseball isn't happening, you better believe we're the place to talk baseball.
Damn straight.
Hey, also, got to give a shout out to that game two bench clearing brawl where people were actually throwing hands at each other. It was beautiful.
Jordan, you said you wanted to do one.
Yeah. I'll say first game of the season is Barry Bonds bobblehead night. And everybody out there, you know what I mean? Barry pulled up. They retired his jersey, did the whole shebang bang.
In L.A.?
In L.A.
That's how good he was.
Damn, respect.
Yeah. And the Giants won by two.
I think we're in the universe right now, I feel. I think we're getting
there's like three universes going on right now.
Bonds bobblehead night.
In L.A., in an L.A. jersey, right?
Yep.
So we would go. Okay. Greatest player ever, Barry Bonds, the L.A. Dodger.
Skinny Barry.
Skinny Barry without the steroids. How many home runs did he hit? Jordan, how many home runs did he hit?
What?
For the Dodgers, how many home runs did Barry hit?
698, and then he finished the record with the Giants.
I like this alternate universe where we can make things up. This is fun. So Milwaukee played at Dallas tonight. Key matchup between two of the best 25 and under players in the league with Darko Milicic and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Y'all didn't see the game. What happened in this imaginary game?
Darko was going to work. Darko was going stupid, magnubid. Giannis got dunked on. It was crazy. Score was 135-69. Darko.
Nice. I like it.
Oh, John, you're still muted. You're muted again, brother. Just to let you know. I don't know how that keeps happening to you.
He keeps muting himself.
No, that's okay. Let's move on to some actual news, shall we?
Let's do it, yeah.
But why?
We're back in real life right now, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Hi, Bria. Yeah.
Donut. Guest appearance.
Nothing. We're just doing a radio show. You're on the air with us.
Best reaction.
Oh God, this is why I love
radio. Okay, exit stage left.
Yeah, I'm cool. Later, boys. Brad. Derek. No, you're there. Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Are you still there?
All right. So, Jordan, I know this is something you want to be in on. So, the Carolina Panthers waived Cam Newton. Cam Newton played there for, what, 10 years? Has it been 10 years already? Yeah, he was drafted in 2010, right?
Was it 2010? It was either that or I thought it was 8 years, but, you know, what do I know? I don't pay attention to sports.
You're a Panthers fan.
Yeah, I know, but yeah. Still, I don't – yeah, okay.
Brad, can you get on that for us? Anyway.
Yeah.
Cam Newton gets – yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, he played for 7 years so far.
That's it.
He was drafted in 2011.
I take that back. Sorry, eight years.
Sorry for
making drafted in 2011.
Sorry for making you.
Eight. I know my stuff. Please don't ever doubt me. 8 years. I said it.
My bad. And sorry for making you math on air. We've talked about this. That was my fault.
Yeah, I was gonna say you really put me on the spot
there. Yeah, my bad, Bray. But the Carolina Panthers waived Cam Newton after 8 years. He's just 5 years removed from MVP season. Obviously. Injury is probably a top concern. He's still a free agent, which is kind of crazy to me when you see what teams are giving up for players like Big Dick Cheney, Nick Foles.
He did it!
I love it. It came true.
I'm really surprised that a former MVP is still on the market, especially when you could probably get him on a one-year deal for fairly cheap and give him time to prove himself. Coming off the injury, because if he can return to anything close to what he was his MVP season or even his last season, right? People will say he lost his last 8 straight games, but before that, before he got hurt, that dude was looking like an MVP candidate, if you guys remember, in 2018. So,
yeah,
I was surprised. I thought it was interesting that Cam came out on IG and put out that he wanted to make it very clear to all his fans that he was not asking for a trade, that he was forced into it. And did y'all hear the Matt Hasselbeck sound when he was saying that, you know, teams are going to question his leadership and all that? Did y'all hear that?
No, I did not. I got to check that after the show.
Yeah, so Matt Hasselbeck,
yeah.
You did hear it?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, so Matt Hasselbeck basically came out and said, you know, teams are looking for a leader. When you come out and put a cryptic message out like that, you know, teams are going to, you know, not be so keen on signing you, which, in my opinion, is a ridiculous statement because, again, check the receipts. Cam Newton, if you look at what he does for charity, if you look at – I mean, there's 8 years of him being a professional, right? So
I will agree with him on the cryptic message. The way you put it out there, I don't understand how he types like that. It seems like it takes way too long to type like that.
Time and place, homie. That's not the time to drop a message that is written caps, and it's just a mess.
It looks like one of those weird fonts you found on Word back in the day. But I will say this. What did Tom Brady do this entire time? He put out the whole idea of the NFL is based on passive-aggressive messages out there to spice up the drama. It's all about entertainment value. Tom Brady did it his way. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton just did it his way. So let the man do it. I mean, I agree with the cryptic message, but at the same time, everyone else does it that way too. You got to put your story out there. That's entertainment.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I was going to put it a little more gingerly, but say it again, Jordan.
It's because he's black.
And Tom Brady's white. That's why he doesn't get this.
All right, Jordan, give me your take on this whole Cam Newton situation.
I mean, I know everybody's seen the video of him working out, you know, just kind of walking around the gym talking about how he was let go and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Any black person who works out to church music is on a war path for redemption, first off. So I think he's going to have a great year wherever he ends up landing. I mean, when you were saying about him still being a free agent, I mean, there's still a lot of chips that have to fall before Cam falls. Just, I mean, in the quarterback scenario, you know, Dak Prescott still has to land. Jameis Winston still has to land. But there's some people out there that are a lot more interesting than a quarterback that's been hurt for the better part of the last year and a half. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the primary thing you want your quarterback to do is be able to throw a football down the field. And that's the biggest question every team has about him right now. How is that shoulder? And yeah, he has had flashes of brilliance out there where he is that MVP candidate. But there are also times where it looks like he can barely hit the broadside of a barn. I can't believe I said that properly.
Good for you.
But it's scary out there. You want the guy to be able to throw, and teams are going to be tentative, especially with their inability to actually have physicals for these guys at this time.
Yeah.
So I understand some tentativeness behind it, but at the same time, I'd rather have Cam Newton than the Red Rifle, that's for sure. And you're about to be left with just the Red Rifle and him as options. And do you really want that? No.
No, I agree with you. I agree with everything said. This seems like a good time to take a little break and listen to some Cam Newton sound. It's a classic sound on our show. This comes from The Right Time with Bomani Jones. Shannon, his producer, put this together. Y'all want to hear some Cam Newton cliches?
Love it.
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
Cameron Jarrell Newton. So we're going to start with Cam telling you how he likes his music.
My music selection is pretty aggressive with the softness. Just tone it down just a little second so we can clear our minds and, you know, put like a little heavily voice in our hearts and minds.
I think the same way, too. When we pick the bump songs each and every day here in the show, we want to have our music be aggressive with the softness. Absolutely. And so when Bo and I start talking about planning the shows in the morning, we start putting the things together. And it's like almost like a recipe. Isn't that right, Cam?
It was a process. It wasn't going to be, what did I say, instant grits, quick grits.
Nope.
It's going to be a process like long cooked collard greens.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I think those collard greens are brewing right now. You can smell it from a mile away.
Absolutely. You can smell it from a mile away, those collard greens. And working so closely with somebody, at times you got to be cognizant of how that other person feels.
You know, anytime you're with a person for, you know, multiple years, 6 years to be exact, you know, he knows certain things that can, you know, ruffle the lion's feathers.
You got to know. You absolutely got to know. Because at times, it could be a little tension amongst the show unit.
It's just a tale of execution. You know, we need a little bit more of that in the second half. There's a lot of guys playing with their butts tight, coaches with their butts tight. At one point, fans and myself is butt tight, too.
But yeah, so.
You know, you just have to find ways to get your groove back going. And, you know, we need a little bit more of that on next Sunday.
You got to get your groove back going.
You got to groove that booty loose.
You got to get your groove back going. You got to keep going.
We still got to keep, you know, moving the pendulum forward.
You got to keep going. You got to keep moving the pendulum forward. You cannot stop. You know why?
The monotonism of life can get old.
Absolutely, it can get old. Absolutely, whether or not you're playing, whether you're playing football, whether you're setting up a sports talk radio show, this is not.
We're not playing ballet.
We are not playing ballet. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But at times, you can't be negative.
Unpositive.
You cannot be unpositive. You just got to go about your show unit and see and make sure everything works. You don't want to let all the secrets out there. You got to hold some things tight.
We're not going to let the cat out the hat.
You cannot let the cat out the hat. You don't want to do it. You don't want to let the cat out the hat because you can almost guarantee that if you let the cat out the hat,
you could probably, you know, ink it in gold.
You can ink it in gold that some things are going to mess up. But if they do mess up, you can always remember.
Hindsight's always 50-50.
Hindsight's always 50-50.
Hindsight's Jeff Fisher.
Hindsight's always 50-50, okay? So when you're working with these show units, right, some things can get messed up in a way they can.
It could have been contorted in a way.
It could have been contorted in a way, absolutely. And I definitely don't want it to be contorted in a way. But with all that said, I will say.
You know, our morals are high.
Our morals are, in fact, high. Regardless of what happens, our morals will remain high. And we keep going. We keep going, James. I see you over there. We keep going. You know why?
Yeah, we just lost a great player. But nevertheless, you know, the Titanic still has to go.
It still has to go. One way or another, that Titanic's still going to have to go. You know why?
We just wanted to come out and oppose our will.
We wanted to oppose our will. I don't know if that meant we're going to keep going or not. We wanted to oppose our will. And when you, someone like Cameron Jerome Newton, and you're doing the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, right? at times people will be critical of you, but at the end of the day, you have to remember.
You know, you put a person up on a pinnacle and you just analyze them from so many different areas. It's kind of unfair, but, you know, that's the life we live.
There you go. Any excuse to play that 3.5 minute long clip? I'm down.
That clip is long as hell.
I know. It's very long.
So classic.
We need to eat up some time, bro. There's not a lot of sports to talk about.
Cam's my man. The way he goes about his press conferences, he says absolutely nothing while saying everything.
Everything.
Listen, they sound so, like, when you listen to it, it's like, damn, like, these don't make sense. But when he says it, it sounds so good.
I mean, yeah, they're taking him out of context, but yeah. At the same time, just those sayings in particular are gold.
It's like, oh, you got to keep pushing
the written in gold.
I can get with that. Oh, wait, pendulum go back and forth.
Pushing the pendulum forward, bro.
Me and him are kindred spirits, I feel.
You both love to mix and match your cliches. I feel that. Hey, Brad, so what you put in the rundown, the Fanatics making masks and gowns for medical purposes. So explain this. This is your Major League Baseball topic.
Yeah, I mean, there's really not much going on right now, but Fanatics is who makes the jerseys, makes the pants for the actual teams and to sell to customers and whatnot. And with no baseball going on and with the shortage in medical supplies, they've decided to change their jersey operations to medical operations. So they're making gowns. So they're making gowns for the nurses and masks for the nurses as well. And they're starting to ship those out right now. They're out of Pennsylvania. Their main place is out of Pennsylvania. So hopefully they'll start sending those out throughout the country. And my dad and I were talking about this yesterday. Those are going to be some high-quality memorabilias. So if you can find a nurse that has one of those, buy them as cheap as you possibly can. Because later on in your life, you're going to be able to resell those.
You want to make sure you keep them airtight areas so you keep all the coronavirus in there.
Yes,
so
exactly.
You sell it, you can open up a worldwide pandemic once again. It's beautiful. You know, wonderful. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You understand me. Yes.
I appreciate the investment tips from Brad. That's great.
You're welcome. You know, I think it's going to be a little bit better investments than the sports betting that John has. So, you know.
I mean, of all the people that get their investments right now, it is Brad to do so. He actually has an actual portfolio.
That is true.
And, you know, his name is Feingold, so, you know.
The Jew is strong.
Feingold, baby.
The Jew is strong with me.
I'm digging what you're putting down.
You're catching what you're throwing out.
Two in the bush. Two in the bush, dude. Two in the bush.
Three in the hand?
Slower than molasses in January right now.
Well, John just chopped off. That's cool.
Oh, wow. All right. Sweet. Well,
I mean, let's be honest, he wasn't really bringing much to the table.
He is still in school right now, to give him all credit. So,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. He's been working hard at that. So,
yeah. Oh, well, he's back. Hey. And he's gone. Yeah. Oh, and he's back. all right. Once again, everyone, this is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We are talking about practice. Jarrell, Derek, the whole squad, Jordan, John, Brad, we're all in here. And by in here, I mean virtually, because we're not in here, because we're not even at the station, because we are all playing our part and staying home. And yes, that's right, we are true American heroes. You're welcome. We want to keep you guys updated with what's going on around the world. I'm hoping it's not just corona related, but we'll see. Derek has some breaking news for you guys.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Gonna keep them short, gonna keep them sweet, gonna keep them lighthearted. Actually, two easy ones, one serious one, but needs to be talked about. So let's start with the fun stuff, shall we? For those of you out there that are searching for love and yet to find it right now, you can take solace in knowing that people in prison are still getting married and you are still single. That's my man. He's not really my man. I just know the guy. I saw a crazy documentary on it right now. But lead Boyd Malvo. If any of you know that name, you too are on the same path I am, where you enjoy watching serial killers in action via documentary-wise and in the past, not actually in action now. I like learning about them. Either way, lead Boyd Malvo. If you don't know the name, he was part of the duo in that DC sniper community extravaganza. That's a bad word to say. That scary time in DC when they were going on a sniping spree. That's what I'm going for. He is now in prison for life. Got there when he was 17. He is now 35, and he has found the woman of his dreams. This unnamed woman met him 2 years ago when she started writing to him. That's right. You at home have nobody calling you right now, but there are guys in prison who are getting letters from random women out there. Why? Because they're more excited than you are, you losers. That's me. I got anything either. I'm right with you all, you losers. Lead boy Malvo has got himself married to this unnamed woman at this time. So good on him. He found love in all the wrong places. We'll keep it pushed on.
Wow. Wow. Great. That was great.
That was good. I'm into that.
Now, I watched about that.
Right? I mean, if you ever seen any of your documentaries about that time, that sounded like it was a scary time. I'm glad to have seen it and not lived it. Okay. Next story right now. Much more lighthearted. There's no serial killers behind this one at all. It's just a good time when you read it, when you're not these people. I don't know about you guys. I enjoy my fair share of Mountain Dew. It's a great drink, you know, in certain times, nice to have. I'm not going to consume it all the time because that's just too much dew. I ain't down for that much dew. But there's a couple out there that's really down with the Mountain Dew, especially in times of distress. A Louisville couple was denied having 23 cases of Mountain Dew. That's just too much. Save some for the rest of us, y'all. Don't be selfish, okay? And then when you see the video of the people that are having the dew, you're like, yeah, those are the people that would get 23 cases of Mountain Dew. And thankfully,
We all know the type.
There's some teeth missing. Let's just say that, okay? They're probably talking with a little...
A lot of NASCAR shirts and rhinestone jeans.
Fun fact, actually. I actually read an article about a similar community that was buying up Mountain Dew in bulk. And if you chug Mountain Dew, there's certain properties of Mountain Dew that it resembles slightly like a trip of meth. So.
Oh, thank you, John, for the drug advice. All you have to get your Mountain Dew if you want to get that high. Do you?
Mountain Dew is awful.
It's cheaper than an 8-ball.
Not this again.
Hey.
Anything less than 230 on an 8-ball is too cheap.
Stop it. Down on 8-ball, man. Stop it, man. Okay? All right, last story.
You won't take it to the trap with me.
Okay, still cheaper than 23 cases of Mountain Dew. All right, pushing it along. Last story, one that needs to be heard. If you haven't heard about this, you're welcome, because I'm here for you guys. If you are not aware, there's a bigger world out there than the rest of us, than California, than the United States, and the people that are suffering coronavirus. There's still a world out there that's still spinning around, and it's being tarnished by billions and billions of locusts. That's right. Over in East Africa and South Asia right now, they're experiencing one of the worst infestations. That's a tough one right there. Nice. Of a quarter century threatening all their crops and livelihood right now. Hundreds of billions of locusts are flooding the area right now, and these locusts are crazy. They consume their weight in food on a daily basis. They are producing at a scale that they cannot keep up with right now. At this point in time, the UN has accepted a $72 million fund to help this crisis. There's still a ways from getting there. I apologize. That figure is now $138 million is the money needed to help resolve this crisis. They've only received less than half of it. But at this point in time, they are working their darndest to spray, get rid of these locusts, because locusts, they kill your crops. That was one of the plagues that was a plague. Right now. So all of you out there, realize the world still spins. It's bigger than you. Read up on it, guys. You all should be informed. That's the news.
All right.
That was
actually very informative. I appreciate that. I feel more enlightened.
You're welcome. I wanted to do it right for you guys. I missed it last week, and I wanted to come correct today.
I appreciate it. It was solid. Let's move on. Since being quarantined, there's a couple things that have started to annoy me. And so we're going to do a player haters ball, if that's all right with y'all. It's been a minute, so we're going to bring it back.
The player haters ball.
Oh, man. Hey. Why you wanna play hate on me?
That's right, the player haters ball. So, I, like many of you, am cooking more over this quarantine past 12, 13 days. I don't even know what day we're on than I usually do. And for myself, I almost never use an exact recipe. But if I want to make something, I basically figure out the ingredients and the timing on it, and then I kind of just go from there. I don't get real specific on recipes. However, there's one trend, and this has been bothering me for years, but more than ever now, because I am always looking up recipes and fun ideas to make something new. When you look up a recipe, why every recipe do I look up? Why are they accompanied with an entire story? Oh yeah, me and Janet love to cook, and we like to go to our personal garden and get our veggies from the personal garden. And on summer times, we find that making a chopped salad is best. I don't need to know the background. I need ingredients, and I need the recipe. That's it. Anyone else notice this? Anyone else have a problem with this? Am I the only one?
I feel you, man. I'm a big fan of food. I feel like we all are. If you're still alive today, you're a big fan of food too, because you need it on a daily basis. But I don't need backstories. Just give me the food. I don't need to know. We all have our problems right now. Just tell me the recipe. I'm right there with you, Jiro. People try to make cooking too fancy out there. It's way too hosh posh. Just give me the food in my plate. I don't need decorations on there. Yes, I look with my eyes and I eat with my mouth. That's what I do. I don't eat with my eyes. No.
Thank you. I appreciate the support. It's been one thing that's just been super irritating to me lately. I don't know why I have to read all that. But, with that said, that's player haters ball, y'all. Moving on.
Right there with you, man.
I really appreciate it. Moving on, there's no sports happening in the North State. So one thing that Brad has kind of taken on is to highlight some of the local businesses that are staying open, in particular Bella's, and we are going to tell you about a giveaway we have for Bella's. But first, let's do the North State update, shall we?
He's got facts. He's got stats. And his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State update.
All right, y'all. Yes, like you said, there's no sports going on. But you know what? There are still local eateries that are open that need your support. So we're going to be talking about, for the next couple weeks, eateries that are open, they're still serving you, but only through takeout only. So we're highlighting Bella's. Yes, I want to give my favorite, Bella's. Did I say it wrong? No, I did not. Bella's.
Represent, yes. Represent. What up?
Gotta represent. We have one bartender here that works at Bella's. I believe they enjoy
yours,
it.
Yours truly.
Do you enjoy it?
Oh, I mean, do I? I work there. I've been there for almost 5 years now. It's a great place. If you guys have never been there, check it out. We have some great food, in particular our wings. If you're needing some wings right now, go to your local Bella's right now.
Hey, get the Fiesta fries too, bro. The Fiesta fries, come on, dog.
I don't want to burst your bubble right now. Those aren't on the menu right now.
Oh! Whoa! What?
I know. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get them back. But, don't. We'll be back, y'all. But the wings. The wings are fucked up.
The tiger sauce. The tiger sauce.
I'm a big
Sun Devil.
Sun Devil's fire. Yes.
I'm a big Western Burger fan, and they have a really good Western Burger. I had that one of the times that I've been there. But another thing, before we get onto the giveaway that we're going to have there, I do want to introduce some of the eateries that are trucks. We have a Drunken Dumplings. It's a nice little Asian eatery as well. They are a taco truck style restaurant. but you can only pre-order through Facebook if you order by Wednesday, and you can get it delivered to your house on Friday or pick up on Saturday. So you can also go there. But Jarrell, going back to Bella's, talk about this giveaway.
Yes, sir. So if you follow us at TBP Not a Game on Instagram, I'm going to make a post here shortly. All you got to do is go on there, tag three of your friends, follow us, tag three of your friends, and you will automatically be entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Bella's. And with that gift certificate, remember, with curbside, you can still order drinks. Now, remember also that open container laws still do apply. So you got to put the drinks in your trunk. But you could get your soccer moms, you get your rocket fuels, you can feel some sense of normalcy. Get some wings. The wings are dank. The Fiesta fries aren't on the menu, which is sad, but that's okay. But we are doing great that on TBP, not wings. A game.
Yeah.
Hey, those chicken strips with the honey mustard.
Bro, those chicken strips land. Fire. That's the only reason. Oh, God. Yeah, that was a good day.
Yep. Yeah, I haven't even got to go down there yet.
Yeah, well, when this all ends, we'll make our rounds.
Yeah. Everyone's so, making their rounds at that point.
So last point, we're going to be doing this for the next couple weeks. As long as we're in quarantine, we're going to be having giveaways. But remember, support, like, doesn't matter where you're at, if you're in Chico, if you're somewhere else, support your local eateries. They are hurting right now just because of this quarantine. Support them. Call them in or call your order in and head on over there. Grab your food. That's an North State update.
Thank you, sir. Woo! We're going to get into this in a little bit. Three of us here are bartenders that all currently don't have a job. Like the rest of the California bartenders right now, we are all temporarily laid off. And none of us really have any clue of when this is going to end. We're going to talk about that in a bit. We're hanging in there. We'll talk about it in a bit. Anyway, moving on. So, James Dolan, the
owner of the Knicks.
Owner of the Knicks. Thank you, sir. I was reading messages that Derek sent me and trying to talk at the same time.
You're on top of it. You're good.
All right. James Dolan has tested positive for coronavirus. I don't really know what to say other than that's unfortunate. But also, he's in New York, so kind of the epicenter. That's where my dad is right now. Pretty concerned about a lot of my family back there. But James Dolan, owner of the Knicks, did test positive for coronavirus. I don't really have any thoughts or opinions on that. Does anyone? Or if not, we'll keep it pushing.
I have an opinion and thought.
Go for it.
Let's go.
How are people getting cleared for coronavirus when we don't even know what causes it? Because, like, earlier this week, Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert both got cleared for it, and, like, a whole bunch of other athletes across multiple sports are getting cleared for not having COVID-19 again, but how are people getting cleared without necessarily knowing of a illness or like, you know, how to stop it or what causes it or any of these facts is what my biggest concern is.
Well, my PhD in BS is going to tell you that I have no idea.
That's a good question. Yeah. Actually, we got a nurse friend, so maybe we could shoot her a text and ask her because I have no idea. I mean, I've been in school long enough to be a doctor, but, like, I didn't never got the PhD, you know what I mean?
You didn't put the work in to become a doctor. You were in there just for the time, but definitely not the work.
I mean, I think that's what he was saying in the beginning. Yeah. You put in the time, not the effort.
I'm junior college all-star, bro. I've been to, like, half of the junior colleges in California.
All right.
What was your favorite?
What's that?
What was your favorite?
Ooh, that's a good question. Well, I did the best at Sacramento City College, but I played basketball for De Anza before I blew my knee out. I don't know.
This is a great topic, talking about community colleges up and down the
yeah, fair enough. Shout out to College of San Mateo that has the best view in the entire world. That view is sick. Anyway.
I was just asking one question, expecting one answer. I wasn't expecting a whole monologue.
You opened up a can of worms, dog. That's the problem.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize this.
I'm very passionate about this topic, Brad.
Hey, don't give him the opportunity. Don't give him that avenue, okay? We got to go down different avenues. We're trying to direct the show different ways. Come on, Brad. Know what you're doing, okay? Speaking of which, directing the show in certain ways. I miss the NBA a lot, guys. There's certain things I'm really missing. I really miss the fact that we're not able to see Vince Carter's final season right now. The guy was a legend in his own right, you know? and he's still playing. He was like 40 years old. We don't know where he could go. Sky was the limit for him. Speaking of Vince Carter right now, I got to say, probably one of the greatest nicknames. So I'm going to start it right now. I give you half man, half amazing, and I raise you the big ticket.
I see. Ooh. I see your big ticket.
Yeah, you do.
That's what she said. and I raise you AK-47.
Oh, that's a good one. All right.
Best use of initials in your number ever together. Everyone else, best don't ever, ever try it. You can't. You can't,
yeah,
top,
you can't
that.
Top that.
Wins. No, no.
I all see right. your AK. Okay, go ahead, John.
I see your AK-47, and I raise you the Admiral.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, nice one.
I see your Admiral, and I raise you the answer.
I see the answer, and I raise you Jesus Shuttleworks.
Oh, all right. Oh.
I see Jesus Shuttlesworth, and I raise you a Red Rocket.
Oh? Who?
Matt Bonner, the Red Rocket.
Oh. All right, I'll see you Red Rocket. I'm going to raise you Stevie Franchise.
Oh.
Ooh, I see your Stevie Franchise, and I raise you a White Chocolate.
Oh, okay.
All I right. see your White Chocolate, and I raise you a White Mamba.
Okay. All
who right. is the White Mamba?
Brian Scalabrine.
Oh.
Yeah.
For Celtics. Boston.
Celtics, yeah, yeah. All right, I see your Brian Scalabrine, but I see your Brian Scalabrine, and I raise you the Truth.
Okay. All right.
Come on, someone's got to do this. I see your Truth, and I raise you Black Mamba. Come on, guys.
Okay.
Yeah. I see your Black Mamba, and I raise you the Mailman.
You know, I see your Mailman. I'm going to double up and go with the Twin Towers, David Robinson, Tim Duncan.
Boom. Okay.
Okay, you went a little off the beaten path. I see your David Rob or Twin Towers, and I raise you the Glove. Shout out to the home.
That's a solid one right there. All right, I'll see your Glove, and I raise you a Speedy Claxton.
Oh, oh, I see you, Speedy Claxton, and I will raise you a Skip to My Lou.
Oh, I like that one. Good one.
Yeah, dude, I see your Skip to My Lou, and I raise you the Flash.
Oh, okay.
I see the Flash, and I raise the Birdman.
That's a solid one. Yeah,
that is man. Good.
I'm running out right now.
Okay, well, I see your Birdman, and I raise you the Big Fundamental, Tim Duncan.
I see your Big Fundamental, and I raise you the Big Aristotle.
Yes.
I see your Big Aristotle, and I raise you the Bostrich.
Excuse me.
What?
Chris Boss. The Bostrich, like the ostrich, Bostrich.
I don't think that was a thing.
That was his nickname.
Never heard of it.
No.
You're out there, man. Dude, I don't know.
I think you're out.
You're out.
Really?
That was terrible. You're out of here. You fold. No, you fold. You're out. You're gone.
All right, so I see your Big Aristotle, and I raise you a Nick the Quick.
Good one. All right. You're Nick the Quick, and I raise you a Big Shot Rob.
Oh, okay.
I mean, how long are we going to keep this going? Because I got these all day, boys.
All right, let's go. What else you got?
I see your Big Shot Rob, and I raise you a Captain Jack, Steven Jackson.
Oh, I see your Captain Jack staying on the same team, and I raise you a B. Diddy.
I see your B. Diddy staying on the same team, and I raise you a J. Rich.
Oh, see you. man, all right. I was going to
see. You know, I see your J. Rich, and I raise you the Nick Killer.
You're out, Brad.
You're out. Again. And you have literally.
Reggie Miller.
No, just get out of here. Honestly, yeah, all right, why don't you put yourself on timeout for a minute? We'll come back to you.
This is dive bombed it right now.
God. Yeah, you know what? Let's move on. Brad ruined it for everyone.
No, you're Game Killer right now. That's what you are, Brad.
Yeah, that's your nickname, the Game Killer.
I kill
told jokes. I get it.
Oh, man. You really ruined everyone's good time there. Real quick, just real quick. I don't want to get too much into this because we only have 6 minutes left and we still have some stuff to get to. But do you think there's going to be an NBA season this year?
No.
Yeah, okay.
Nah, I can't see it. Yeah. I can't. I mean, hopeful, but, you know.
I don't see it happening either. I don't.
Yeah. Very hopeful.
I don't see how it would be possible, honestly. All right.
What do you think is the biggest loss to the actual NBA season not coming back if it doesn't?
What do you mean?
Like, who loses the more, like, the most ground?
I think Los Angeles in general.
Well, because you also had the Milwaukee Bucks. They were going to win a championship. They have a year with Antetokounmpo on his side.
They weren't going to win the championship.
Yeah, so does this, I mean, with the cancellation of the season, does this count as a full year on their contract? Like, did they?
No, I don't know. They're trying to.
1 year players that are entering free agency next year, like, this could be a huge deal.
I just read up on this today. And NBA teams may be asking for some money back because they're still paying the players through the first, and starting on April 15th, they may start asking for their money back.
Wow,
that's a great NBA. No, they ain't getting none of that back.
Yeah, well, you know those billionaires need to get that bread back, recoup their losses. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry, dog, spent it all already. You know, don't got it.
Yeah. Do you want to do some Grinds My Gears real quick, and then we'll do Cheers and get out of here?
Let's just do the Cheers right now. We'll save the Grinds My Gears.
Okay, I'm good with that. Everyone got a beer or some type of drink in hand?
I don't have
a wine.
I got a claw as
Brandy.
Well. Brandy, you got some wine. You're classy, Brad. I dig that. What are you sipping on, Jordan? Water?
Water? That's my job usually. What the heck?
Ooh, everybody knows your name.
All right, Derek, you want to start us off with a cheers too?
All right. Well, in these trying times, you want to end on a good note. And we got to find the good in the world. There's always a silver lining everywhere. You just got to look for it. And that's what we're doing here. So a cheers too. I'm going to say my first cheers too. I got to say home-cooked meals. I've been having home-cooked meals on a regular basis, being with my parents. It's been fantastic. Not to mention my dad's pulled off all the big guns. I've had lasagna, homemade lasagna with homemade pasta, his chili.
He broke out the chili dog?
Broke out the chili dog.
Did you get pancakes? Your mom make pancakes?
Not yet, but she made something that's very similar. It's called gorditas. They're just as, not as good, but they're tasty enough. My dad actually just made some cookies, too. I'm living the high life here.
Okay? Your dad's cooking. His chili is so dang.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Cheers, boys. Cheers. Jordan, you got a cheers too? No, okay. John, you got a cheers too? That one did not sit right with Jordan.
Yeah, I'm gonna cheers to just taking the silver lining of the quarantine and being back home with family. You know, it's not every day to be back home with family and spend all this kind of quality time. So cheers to family.
Cheers to family. Cheers, boys.
Yeah. All right.
Brad, you got one?
Yeah, cheers to our medical staffs out there. Working on the front lines right now of everything going on, the coronavirus, a lot of positive news coming out of that, and just their hard work. They're very underrated in that. So just thank you guys. If you work in the medical field, thank you very much. We appreciate you. EMTs, surgeons, whatever you are, thank you. Cheers.
Yeah, way to take the spotlight, man.
Okay. Fourth, but yeah, you hey, while you're at it, pay teachers more and save the wells, guys.
Yeah. Peace, everybody.
Well, they don't get much recognition, so I'm trying to give them some recognition.
Yeah, yeah. No, way to take the most obvious winning position,
hey,
Brad.
Guess what? I'm the game killer. I'm here to kill games.
Oh, God. I'm going to follow that up with something so selfish.
You're going to regret that game.
Right.
Cheers to all the at-home bartenders. The other day we went and purchased a shaker so I could just mix up some cocktails at home and feel normal again. Cheers to John. Cheers to Derek. Cheers to us being home, still bartending.
Yep. Always pour one up for everybody out there. You never drink alone.
That's right. Jordan, you got one?
Yeah. All right. Cheers to all the musical artists with, you know, quarantine happening right now. This is where artists, the people who make music, should be working double time and giving us, you know, quality stuff to listen to. Shout out to Gambino dropped.
Yep.
Art Door dropped. Young Jeezy just dropped an album. Jack Harlow came out with some stuff. Lucas Joyner has a dope album out. So cheers to good music, man.
Cheers.
Here's it is. Yo, next up, LaShow.
You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM, offering music and talk you can't find anywhere else.
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
I'm undergoing self-isolation. Ooh.